This is Melinda Hofstad. I'm urging my neighbors to vote no on Proposition 1 to keep the senior citizen sales tax exemption as it is. The senior citizen sales tax exemption was established as a reward for those over 65 who have helped to build our community over a period of decades. It has never been a welfare program. The conversation and debate has seemed to center around paying our fair share and that somehow seniors aren't doing that. Many seniors who have lived here for a lifetime have had fishing businesses that have generated hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars of income into town with local crew, raw fish tax, sales tax, moorage, etc. Some of my friends, my senior friends, have had B&Bs that have generated sales tax, bed taxes, property taxes, etc. Some have had retail businesses, some have had logging businesses, etc., all generating taxes into the local economy. The senior sales tax exemption was established as a way to say thank you for the decades of paying taxes and supporting and building up our community. It was never meant to be a welfare program. And to me, one of the most offensive things being said is that seniors don't take pride in the community that our taxes built. It seems that the supporters of this initiative are pitting the young people against the seniors and blaming the seniors for fiscal problems the city has, when in fact, seniors have built this community through decades of paying taxes and hard work. We have more than paid our way, and we continue to do so. As a former city councilor, I can say emphatically that any fiscal problems the borough is having or anticipating having are directly related to overspending. The needs-based program being proposed in Proposition 1 makes this a welfare program for the lowest-income seniors, but there are many seniors who fall between the very low-income and the wealthy. Those people don't qualify for other low-income programs, and the sales tax exemption means a great deal to them. Everything has gone up so much in cost, and for the middle-income seniors on a fixed retirement income, can't we just cut them a little break? This might allow them to go out for coffee with a friend or not worry as much about the rising cost of utilities or groceries. The people pushing to get rid of the senior citizen sales tax can well afford to pay that tax, and so can I. Nothing prevents seniors who want to pay the sales tax from doing so. The real reason is not taxation, and the real issue here is not taxation, but it's borough spending. Unless spending is controlled, we'll never have enough coming in revenue in taxes. If our assembly would treat the budget the way we treat our family budgets, we wouldn't have to pit our residents against each other, and we could still have our essential services and some of the extra things that make Petersburg the great little community that we all love to live in. Please vote no on Proposition 1.